Matt, at the end of the Solihull game, you talked about blooding more youngsters in the second half of the season. Certainly worked for you tonight.
Yeah, totally. I mean, our aim is now is to get these guys playing, get the young guys in, and we did that, and it paid off totally. You know, Connor Glossop got the second goal. We believe Bloom got the touch on the first goal. I haven't quite seen the game sheet yet, but we think Bloomy got that one. But the guys just give us energy and enthusiasm, and then backed up by the experienced players, it really pulled together. So, you know, we're planning already for next season, getting these guys playing, because it's key that we get these boys coming through the programme and get them playing on the ice for us.
Third goal was certainly controversial. Sheffield seemed to think it wasn't a goal. Did you think the whistle had gone?
You know, those things like this do happen, and I've been on the receiving end, and I have a teams that have been on the receiving end, and it hurts. And I know, obviously, Andy, a very passionate guy, and it's a Nottingham Sheffield derby, so I couldn't tell from where I was standing, but they all count at the end of the day, and it's what it says on the game sheet, unfortunately. And you know, we're happy with the 2 points, and you know, we've got a big game next week. Get a few more guys back. We're obviously carrying a few injuries and a few guys missing tonight, but everybody stepped in and stepped up to the plate. And you know, it was a great game, great advert for the league again. You know, close game. Period tied, a period lost, and we won the last period 2-0, and it still could have gone either way. Thought Alan Leavers was outstanding again tonight, got us out of jail a couple of times. Their netminder had a good game as well. It was a tight shots on goal, 42-43. You know, it was end to end. It was a great Nottingham Sheffield derby, and you can't ask any more. First game in 2014. You know, we've had a couple of losses, and it's nice to get back to winning ways.
You're still finding goals a little hard to come by. Is that a problem that can be rectified in the next few games, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the guys just need to bear down a bit more on their shooting. They're keen to put the puck on the net, but you know, everything, they need to shoot lower. You know, we talked about it in the change room. We talked about it for a long time. You know, got to get lethal in front of the net a little bit more. And it's you know, it's if we can play strong defensive hockey, then you know, it's if teams get 3, 4, 5 goals ahead of us, that's where we're struggling at the moment. But you know, it's you know, we've got a few games left to play, and you know, we're working hard, and there'll be some goal scorers out there, and there's plenty of time, and you know, we'll look to seal our place in the top three, top four. If they decide there's going to be playoffs, then we'll look forward to those as well. But there's lots of hockey to play, and it's key that we get the focus of the youth in Nottingham, and get them coming through the programme, and ably backed up by some good lads. But you know, special mention tonight for Perks. I asked him tonight, how many game winning goals have you ever scored in your career, and he was really pleased, because tonight was his first game winning goal, and he did a good job, and he's always battling for the team, and Luke Thomas battled, you know, captain tonight, took one to the nose and whatever. But you know, they worked hard tonight, and we deserve the 2 points.